First of all, let's meet the candidates in House District 13. They are the Democrat David Cheesem and the Republican incumbent Carl Gatto. Now let's go to our opening statement. Challenger David Cheesem, 1 minute, please.
Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed meeting so many people, and people are asking me why I'm running against Carl Gatto, who, by all accounts, is a great campaigner. But we need, the stakes are so high, we need more than feel-good legislation and glib answers to the challenges we're facing. We have an energy crisis, and we've lost years on the timeline because of Vico's manipulation of the process. And we don't want our grandchildren to wake up one day to an Alaska without farmland. Now, Mr. Gatto's response is to sponsor an agricultural day to so that we can talk about farmlands instead of saving the farmlands. And 120,000 Alaskans can't get health insurance. Carl Gatto's response is to say no one can be denied health care in an emergency room, ignoring the fact that 6 out of 10 bankruptcies in Alaska are the result of medical bills. The stakes are too high, and I'm offering up my hard work, my integrity, and my vision as a better alternative to more of the same. Thank you very much.
Representative Gatto, 1 minute for an opening statement, please.
Thank you, Mr. Kerry, and thank you, viewers, for allowing me to go and enter your home and share your living room with you. My name's Carl Gatto, and I've served in the State House for 6 years. Alaska is facing some serious issues, chief among which is the high cost of energy. I want to reduce the cost of energy in two ways. One is the easy one, reduce consumption, and another easy one, to increase supply. We reduce consumption with three programs that currently exist: the Home Energy Rebate Program, the Home Weatherization Program, and a loan program. And every single Alaskan qualifies for at least one of these programs. We can also deal with renewables. We all want to increase supplies of energy by going to coal gasification, by looking at hydro, and by looking at various other ways to generate energy. And I'm getting some warnings here. I want to talk a little bit about education, a little bit about public safety, and I hope that we can get to these during the program and perhaps during the summary at the end. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. And now it's your opportunity to ask your opponent a question. 30 seconds, up to 30 seconds for your question.
And if I may read from something that's important for me to read by, the 2008 Democrat National Platform entitled Renewing America's Promise. In that platform is a statement. I have to read it to make sure it's exactly correct. We oppose laws that require identification in order to vote or register to vote. Mr. Cheesem, the Democratic platform says they want you to vote without any ID. The Republican platform is the opposite. The Republican platform is asking that if you show up to vote, we want to see an identification. Do you support the Democratic platform of no identification, or do you support the Republican platform that says we want to see an ID before you cast a vote?
Thank you for the question. First of all, I wanted to say that you brought the partisan issue into this. I'm getting a broad support from both Republicans and Democrats, and many Republicans and independents, by the way, and many independents and Republicans disagree with me on some issues, but they're saying they want to support me because they think I'm going to be more effective as a leader. And frankly, I don't have a solid position on real ID. I think it's very important that we encourage people to register to vote, and we encourage them to vote, and we don't put any barriers in the way. And we can do that in ways that make it possible to verify the identification. But we have a long history in our country of people restricting the rights of voters, and that's a sad history. And I'm grateful to have grown up in a generation to see voting rights expanded. And I'm proud of that moment in history.
Representative Gatto, you have a minute for a rebuttal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Kerry. We've drifted far afield of the original question, which was fairly simple. Do you support the Democrat platform that says we can show up to vote for an election or any other form where we're required to vote and do not have to supply an ID. The Republican platform says we want to see an ID. And the reason is we've seen what happened to Acorn, which is being investigated in 13 states for voter fraud. That's not the kind of thing we want to deal with. We want to make sure that the votes that are cast are the votes that count. So I ask one more time, do you support the Democrat idea of no ID that's needed, or do you support the Republican idea that says if you're going to cast a vote, please be sure to bring your identification with you? We don't want votes appearing in different parts of town from the same person, and we don't want votes appearing in our town that come from out of state. Thank you.
Mr. Cheesham, 15 seconds.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, of all the questions you could ask, that's the one you chose to start out with. The principles are the same. We want voters to be verified. We want voters to have the – we want to make it easy for people to vote. And most of the problems we have with registration have to do that can be solved by the Department of Elections checking the votes as they come in.
Okay, it's your opportunity, Mr. Cheesham, to ask Representative Gatto a question.
Well, thank you very much. On your website, you're very proud of the fact that you sponsored the Feel Good legislation, the Agricultural Day, and that's a good idea, and it's good that we talk about farmland. It's very important to me. I want to know if you would go deeper, though. Would you support the Farmland Trust Corporation? Would you support funding to allow farmers to hold on to their land?
1 minute, sir.
Thanks again, Mr. Carey. I've worked on this for several years, and as a person who lives in and around the farmlands, who lives right there, whose neighbor is my personal friend and running mate, and I'm looking at the farms being consumed at the university, at the experimental farm, I was the one that argued against the MEA power line so that we would preserve the farmlands. I was the one that argued against MEA producing a coal-fired plant that would damage the properties that are considered farmlands. I've been in favor of preserving farmlands for as long as I can remember, and I've lived in the same house for 25 years in a house that has farmlands adjacent to it. I've been such a proponent that I'm surprised to hear a challenge. The reason I sponsored Agriculture Day is to put that question in the classroom and give the students in the classroom an opportunity to discuss the value of farming and the need to preserve farmlands. There is no other way to look at it except I have been in the forefront of this issue for easily 2 decades.
Your rebuttal, sir. You have 1 minute, David Cheesham.
Well, it was easy to pass our Agricultural Day, and I support Agricultural Day, and I certainly support what little efforts you did do to prevent MEA from imposing a coal power plant on the Palmer. But saving our farmlands is going to take a lot more than feel-good legislation. We're going to have to take some hard work and some integrity, and we're going to have to support the Farmland Trust Corporation.
Carl Gatto, you have 15 seconds.
Thank you. It's probably not well known, but I serve as vice chair on the National Committee of State Legislatures dealing with agriculture, energy, and the environment. I was selected to be vice chair by a national committee who understand that I know something about agriculture, if not a great deal. I think that speaks volumes for my ability to deal with the issues on farming.
Okay, thank you. Now I'll ask a couple of questions, starting with you, David Cheesham. What are the potential consequences of the stock market housing crisis for your constituents?
We don't know. We know that Alaska is relative to the rest of the country is in better shape. We have a surplus. Right now, I think Alaskans are worried, you know, and I started out knocking on doors. They were worried about potholes, and then they started worrying about the price of gas, and now they're worried about the long-term economy. But we are in a position to use our resources to be a leader in the country, and I'm happy about the relative strength of our state.
Thank you, sir. Representative Gatto, same question.
Same question. As I said earlier, the issue of energy is forefront in Alaska's minds. We're spending money on energy that normally we had spent in a different place. And every penny that goes to a foreign country is a penny not available to help pay off our house, to help pay off our debts and our cars and our credit cards. We need to move forward with energy production. We need to move forward with energy conservation. We need to move forward with the commuter rail. We need to make sure our highways are better and in better shape and more of them, because in our community, we've had an enormous increase in population. People are worried about losing their homes. If we don't get a handle on energy, the possibility exists, although less in Alaska than in the States. But to the person who's in the home, that's what their biggest worry is.
Thank you. I have another question. I'll start with you, Representative Gatto. What are the potential consequences, again, of the drop of the value of barrel of oil? It's fallen in half here. What could that mean for the budget when you go back to Juneau, if you go back in the spring?
That's, Ms. Carey, that's why last year we socked away $5 billion, because we saw that as a good year. We may not see another good year like we've had in the past as far as energy for the state and the state's budget. So we wanted to make sure that over the long term, energy for the state produced a revenue stream. We even proposed that we would create an endowment so that the savings would be part of the endowment and the money would spin off each year from the endowment to help run our government. We've worked on this for some time. Thank you.
Same question for you, David Cheesham, the Challenger.
Could you repeat the question?
The question was really the price, the value of a barrel of oil has fallen in half from 140-something to 73-something. Yeah. What does that mean for the budget, and how would you address it?
Well, yeah, we need to do a lot of things. We need to focus the spending on things that are going to invest in the future. It's very important that we diversify our economy and diversify our source of energy, so that we're not just relying on natural gas, which is, before the pipeline gets built, we might be facing some problems. We need to rely on hydro and geothermal and wind, and we need to move forward with commuter rail and public transportation as well.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're short on time. We're going to move to our closing statement. Sam, we'll hear first from our challenger, David Cheesham. 1 minute, sir.
Well, very good. Now, this is four generations old. This is an iPod, but this came into being because 30 years ago, some punk in a garage living near a university started tinkering around with computers, and one thing led to another, and this came about. When I talk about diversifying our economy, I'm talking about getting our state to the point where we can be the place that invents, where these kinds of inventions happen, and that these inventions can be in renewable energy or whatever. I imagine a time, sometime in my lifetime, when a young woman or a young boy in Nebraska is filling out her college applications, and she's sending one to MIT and one to University of Chicago and one to University of Alaska at Palmer. And she's saying, well, Dad, I hope I get to go to Palmer.
Thank you, sir. Representative Gatto, 1 minute for your closing statement, please.
And thank you one more time. As I said earlier, energy is in the forefront of Alaska's issues. Remember that Alaska is a resource state. Typically, what we do is we find something in the ground, whether it's oil or gas, whether it's gold, silver. All of those resources are important to this state. Now, what we've done in the past is export these resources, and we've done well by doing that. But with the construction of the Alaska Gas Pipeline, we are now looking at a new industry, value-added industry. The gas will have very valuable liquids in it. And what we want to do with these liquids is remove the liquids. We can produce products from the liquids. We can also send some of the liquids in the form of propane up the Yukon River and other rivers to help the enormous drain that is suffering from people that live in the bush area. But those things will also help the state to stay, to remain as a state that is able to produce enough revenue so that we can supply things for our citizens that our citizens require. Thank you.
Thank you, incumbent Carl Gatto. Thank you, challenger David Cheesen.